Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. This hit show provides the information, inspiration, and tools people need to make positive changes in all areas of life. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of higher energy, no nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. So wake up, step up, and power up. You are listening to A Shot of Joe now.
Hi, everybody. How are you? This is Joe Denziato. Welcome to A Shot of Joe. We're excited to have you with us here today on Valentine's Day, as it turns out. Just happened to be the second. We, of course, do this on the second and fourth Wednesday of the month, and today happens to be Valentine's Day. So I wanted to pick a topic that I thought would be appropriate for today, which is building better relationships, because we, of course, this is what Valentine's Day is all about. And, you know, you're more of your romantic relationship if you're in one. Some people are not in one, and some people by choice, some people would like to be in one. So we're going to talk about this today as far as your relationships. What are they like? What is your history? How's it going? Are you attracting the kind of people that you want to attract into your life, and looking at the relationships that you've built so far and what's going on with them? So, you know, when I think about this topic, of course, we always go back and begin with your family, because your first relationships that you had were with your family, and your family built those relationships, and you created the dynamics within your home. That's how all this got started. So you started with this dynamic of interacting with your parents and interacting with siblings, if you had siblings, and then, of course, moving forward from there. And what ends up happening for us, which, of course, is the way the world works, is we build our relationship style around those lessons that we learned when we were kids. So, you know, we were kids, and then we started growing up, and we watched the relationship. So one of the things I think that's really interesting, especially today, we're talking about Valentine's Day, which is really this day about, you know, your Valentine or your romantic relationship, the person you're involved with, is to look at this and say, what was my parents' relationship like? What kind of relationship did they have? And how did they interact? And how did they get along with each other? And how did that look? And then say, did I now? Because you have to understand, as a kid, even when you're a baby, you're absorbing that energy, and you're absorbing everything that's going on around you. So that becomes, for many of us, and basically for everybody at some point, your model for what a relationship looks like. So you look at your parents and you say, okay, my parents were, you know, they got along well, they didn't get along, they fought, they were never together, one traveled, whatever happened. And now you watch that interaction as a kid, like I said, even as an infant, because you're picking up all the energy all the time. And as you're watching that go forward, you're picking up all these little things and you're saying, okay, this is how a relationship works. Now you have to understand, because as a baby and as a small child, you don't have the ability to say, well, is this good or bad, right or wrong? You just kind of absorb it. And now you absorb that energy. And now somewhere in your unconscious and somewhere in your energy field is this idea that this is what a relationship looks like. And then because we're in that same energy, we vibrate that energy and go out there. And as we vibrate that energy forward, we then start to attract people like our parents, which is why we all do this. And everybody I've spoken to, and I've been doing this for so many years, you know, every single person I've ever spoken to has said, yeah, this person was like my mother. This person was like my father. So that's going to happen because it makes sense. I'm in the same energy. I'm vibrating energy. I understand that this is what a relationship looks like. I start putting that energy out there, and I start attracting people that remind me of them. Now, here's the deal. So this is what you want to be aware of as you're going out there into the world and as you're interacting with different people, because people will say, oh, wow, this guy's just like my father, and he has the same traits, or this girl is just like my mother, and she does the same thing. So what you want to do is look at this and say to yourself, what are the traits about my parents? Because you may attract, if you're a woman, you may attract a man that's like your mother. See, it doesn't have to be the same sex or vice versa, right? If you're a guy, you may attract a woman who's like your father, based energetically and emotionally. We're talking about it from that perspective. So as we go forward and as we look at that situation and as we continue to move into the relationship, you start to realize, wow, this person is reminding me a lot of my mother, reminding me a lot of my father, bringing out things in me that maybe I don't like. And you want to look for this and say, am I doing this now? Am I continuing to bring in this type of person who keeps triggering me off, who keeps kind of holding on to that same energy and vibration? Am I doing that same thing over and over and over again? And you want to be aware of it. Because when you look at your parents, there will be traits about them that you like. So there are certain traits that you like and there are certain traits that you don't like. Now, unfortunately, we seem to go out there and most people, we all came out of some type of dysfunctional household. So we do tend to attract a lot of the negative traits that we saw in our parents, a lot of the negativity, a lot of the things that we didn't like. And the reason we do that is because it helps us resolve issues on the emotional side that we have not dealt with. So that's why you would attract somebody like that. That's why you would attract somebody like your mother or father and then bring them into your energy field, and then you have to resolve the issue. Now, the bottom line is you're also going to bring people into your life who have some of their traits that are positive. But again, it's about you being able to discern the difference between those traits and being able to understand, okay, this person's like my mother. These are the traits that they have. Why did I bring this person in? What kind of relationship am I creating? Is it a healthy relationship? Is it a positive relationship? So when I look at a relationship, especially a romantic relationship, I look at it from the position of, you know, there's no perfect relationship. I think everybody wants to think, you know, I'm going to meet this person and it's going to be like this perfect thing. It's not going to happen. It just doesn't happen. It's just not part of how the world works. So when you bring in the right person, it doesn't mean, and I think this is a problem for so many people, it doesn't mean that they're not going to push any buttons or get you upset or bring things up. It just means, is this the type of person that I'm involved with here that we can create? The way I look at it is this: we can create a healing relationship. Is it a relationship that we can create where there is a lot of healing going on? Meaning, we both understand that we have these issues. We both understand that there's a lot happening, but we're working on healing each other and bringing these things to the surface, but not creating negativity around it. So this is what I see all the time, because here's what ends up happening. And, you know, we talk about building relationships and how these relationships evolve. So you get into a relationship and someone does something to get you upset and you don't know how to manage that in the sense of saying, hey, I want to communicate to this person that what you did hurt my feelings. What you did got me upset. Instead of what most people do, and I deal with people all the time, they attack. So what they do is they attack the person and get upset and say, why'd you do that? What are you doing? Why are you doing that to me? And again, what happens if somebody attacks you? You're automatically going to become very defensive. So this is where we get stuck, because we go out and we come into this attack mode. And by going into attack mode, because you're kind of upset and you want to defend yourself and you want to bring this up, so what it ends up happening is it starts a fight, or you end up getting into a fight about something that's not related to this. Who took out the garbage, or where'd you park the car, or something like that, because you did not address the issue. So when you look at a good healing relationship, it's really going to be about the ability of both parties to express themselves emotionally and have the other person say, okay, I understand how you feel. I understand where that's coming from. I get it. And I can make that adjustment. Or that other person may say, well, you know, I'm sorry I did that. I didn't realize, you know, I've been married a long time. My wife and I have been together 30 years. So over the years, you know, we've been able to get to this place of respect and communication. We're able to say, hey, you know what? Yeah, okay, I did that. I didn't do that. And sometimes you may do something without intent. you know, you did it, you didn't realize it hurt somebody's feelings, or you just did something, you didn't think it was a big deal, but the other person took it in a different way. It doesn't make anybody right or wrong, good or bad. It's just a matter of saying, hey, you know, I hurt your feelings. I didn't want to do that. I'm sorry I hurt your feelings. I apologize for hurting your feelings. And also be able to express those emotions as you go forward. So this becomes a good healing relationship. And you have to say to yourself, am I attracting people that I feel like I'm in this kind of good healing, growing type relationship? Are these the kind of people that I'm bringing into my life? Are these the kind of relationships? Now, again, we're talking about the romantic relationship, but this also goes for everything. And, you know, one of the key elements to all of this, of course, building better relationships is going to be that feeling of mutual respect. Because if you don't have that, the relationship is very difficult to really cultivate at a high level. It's very hard for you to get the relationship to where you want it to be if both people do not respect each other. So what ends up happening is most of the relationships we're creating, most people are creating, are ego-driven. And because they're ego-driven, you have to understand your ego is looking at a relationship to get something. Because it wants to say, I want to get in a relationship so I could get something out of it, or I want to win, or I want to be right, or whatever the case. You know, we see this a lot in business as well, where people can't communicate with each other or can't negotiate effectively because who has to win? Who has to be right? Who has to be the first? So these are things that happen all the time. So once your ego gets into it and you start to get to the point where you judge and feel like you have to be right, then this becomes extraordinarily difficult for you to get into a healing situation or a healing relationship, because now we're in a battle. We're in a power struggle. Once we get into a power struggle, we're out of the healing part of it, because now it's a fight. Now it's who's going to win. Now it's who's going to get the most of the other person. Who's going to get what they want? And that is where, of course, we start to create negative relationships. And the more that we fan that flame and the more that we feed into this negativity, the worse it gets. So this is something you want to be aware of, because a lot of stuff that we're doing, and especially in a relationship situation, is very unconscious. You're just automatically doing it and you're being defensive, or you're causing trouble, or you're causing drama, or you're causing fights. So what I want to do after the break is come back and talk a little bit about how we can do this a little bit more effectively, and also what to do when we can't make it work. So this is Joe Nunziata. You're listening to A Shot of Joe. We'll be back in a minute.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Have you ever said to yourself, I need to let this go? While the phrase sounds effective, what does it actually mean? How do you let something go? Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. Here's an idea when letting something go. Find a time you won't be disturbed, and just between you and the universe, handwrite a letter sharing all your feelings of anger, hurt, and sadness. At the end, write, however, I choose to live my life with love, joy, and strength, and so for all that, I release you. After you sign your name, immediately shred the letter, noting how your body physically feels as you release something that you've been carrying for oh so long. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my site at elitetarot.com. That's ElitetarotT.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Hi, this is Joe Nunziata. We're back at A Shot of Joe here on Valentine's Day. So thank you so much for being with me and being part of Transformation Talk Radio. We love to get your energy into the show. So before the break, I was talking about healing relationships and working on relationships and moving forward in a positive way. And of course, looking at how you're going to be able to communicate with other people. Now, again, this could be, it is Valentine's Day. This could be a romantic partner, or it could be a friend, or it could be a business associate, or it could be anybody, right? Just somebody you're dealing with. And, you know, all relationships are energetic. They're all energy. And when we look at energy, we basically say, you know, if I'm putting a lot of energy into a relationship, it's important for me to receive energy back, because if I don't, I go out of balance. So if you are a person who grew up learning or seeing a relationship as I'm supposed to do all this stuff and put all this in there and not receive, you're going to always find yourself out of balance. And you want to make sure that you're not doing that, because it might be something in your belief system that you believe that you have to give so much in order to have a decent relationship. And you have to keep putting into it and putting into it and putting into it. And eventually, it is a very tiring and very draining experience. So what I'll say to you is, you have to look at the relationship to say, hey, is this a balanced relationship? Now, when I say that, I don't blame people, because some people say, well, I give and give and give, I get nothing back. But sometimes people, because they're just such overgivers, is the word I would use, and they're just such terrible receivers, what ends up happening is they don't know how to receive. So they get upset because they may say, well, you know, I'm not getting enough out of this. But on the other side, they don't know how to receive. And because they don't know how to receive, they create this imbalance. They did it. And it's easy to blame the other person and say, well, you know, I'm going to blame you for not giving back to me. But you have to look at yourself and say, well, I attracted this kind of person in. Now, did I attract that type of person, or did I create this in the relationship because I don't know how to receive? And all I know how to do is give, 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 or overextend myself, or put all this energy into it, and I don't know how to get back. So that also will create this imbalance or this inequity that we don't want to have. So you have to look at yourself and say, what kind of people am I attracting in? Am I attracting people who are respectful? Am I attracting people who appreciate me for who I am? Am I attracting people who just really care about me for me, not for what I do, not for what I give them, not for what they get from me? So this is the first step, because the beginning of this whole process is you're always attracting things into your life, people, situations, opportunities, based on how you feel, based on what you believe, based on the energy you're vibrating, not your mind. It's based on your energy. So it's not about what you're thinking, it's about what you're feeling. So what you're feeling is the key to moving your energy forward and saying, hey, how do I feel? What kind of people do I want to attract into my life? So what I want you to do, this is a great time to sit around and say, okay, what kind of people do I want to be surrounded by? What kind of people do I want in my circle? And that is the beginning of creating awareness around the type of relationship that you want to create. And I don't mean it as, you know, as we look at the third dimension or the physical world, how much money they have or what they do. And that's, I mean, obviously, sometimes we do this in business. I want a certain type of client, but I'm not even talking about that. What I really want you to focus on is I want people in my life, and this is the feeling I'm looking for. I'm looking for a feeling of respect. I'm looking to be supported. I'm looking for appreciation. These are the things that I want in a relationship because that's what I give. I respect the other person. I give them good energy. I appreciate these people being in my life. That's the kind of person you want to be in a respectful circumstance. So if you're not creating that, then that means you're not vibrating that energy out into the world. You're vibrating different energy that is not attracting that kind of person into your life. And then the other part of it is when you do receive that energy, when you do receive that positive energy, are you able to receive it? Because you have to understand, if you've never been able to receive before, you will have a hard time receiving positivity. And I have this all the time with people. And they'll say, you know, they'll meet somebody in a relationship and they'll say, wow, you know, this person's so nice to me and they treat me so well and they're so respectful and they're uncomfortable with it. I had a person say, you know, they were dating and, you know, older woman, she was dating, not old, but, you know, in her 40s, she's not a 20-year-old kid, you know, meets a nice guy, likes the guy, said he's nice, but, and she comes back and said, you know, he's really nice and he opens the door for me and he's so respectful. And I said, well, that's great. That's what you're looking for. And she said, yeah, but he's a little boring. See, so looking for something negative. Now, my answer is this. I'm not saying that just because the person is nice and respectful and everything, that that's the right person to be in your life. That's, you know, maybe not. Maybe it's not the right person to be in your life. Maybe it's not the perfect relationship, but it's going in the right direction. Now, we also have ties, you know, we deal with family. We deal with friends. We deal with these romantic relationships where we really put a lot of energy and effort into it. And if you have tried to communicate and if you have expressed yourself and if you have really feel like, wow, you know, I've done everything here, no matter what I do, I can't seem to get this to work. I just can't get this over the hump. I just can't get it there. And what we end up doing in a lot of cases, especially when dealing with family, is we keep putting energy into it and saying, I'm going to just keep pumping energy into this. And really, I'm forcing the situation. So now I'm trying to force the situation and force this thing to work. And instead of saying, you know what, there comes a point in life where you have to say, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. I've put so much into this. I've tried everything. I've put so much energy into it. I've tried a million different things. No matter what I do, I can't get, this is just not working. Now, again, it's not about it being good or bad. It's not about this being positive. It's just about saying, it's just not working. I just can't work it out. It's kind of like, you know, when I do sales training and I work with businesses and I go out there, you're negotiating sometimes. You're negotiating a deal and you'll say to someone, you know, you just sit across the table, go back and forth and finally say, you know what? We just can't, this is not working. We can't make it work. We're just unable to come to terms that work for both parties. And both people can walk away and say, okay, it's fine. Didn't work out. It's fine. It's at the end of the world. We just let it go. And that's what I want you to look at as you go forward and say, I have to be okay with just letting it go sometimes. And now, obviously, if this is a family member, if this is a romantic relationship, if you're married, whatever the case, it's important for us to understand this and say, well, you know, it's not about giving up. People think of it as I'm quitting or I'm giving up on it. It's really not about that. It's really more about saying, I have to accept that I put so much energy and effort into this, and I just am unable to get it to work. And I have to be okay and accept what it is. Acceptance is a very powerful part of energy work and healing work because we have to accept what's going on. We have to accept ourselves. We have to be able to say, okay, you know what? I've gone as far as I can go here. I've exhausted my energy. It's kind of like money. If you say, I put all this, you know, so as I work with business people, you know, I put all this money into this business. There comes a point where you have to pull the plug sometimes and say, it's not working. And it's the same thing with us. We have to be able to say, you know what? Sometimes just not working. And there's feelings when we get to that point, especially if it's, and I'm not talking about a casual relationship. I'm talking about maybe a friend you've had for a long time or a family member. I mean, I've had this with my own, you know, close family members where you turn around and you say, you know what, just not working. And it doesn't mean I don't have a relationship with them anymore. But what it does mean is I accept what the relationship is. And I accept that this is as good as it can only be so far. It can only go so far. It can only be this type of relationship. So that's what I really want you to focus on as you go forward, to say, yeah, I want to put energy into my relationships, but the relationships that are healthy and that are healing and that are nourishing and that are growing, those are the relationships I want to put the energy into. How much energy are you putting into relationships that are not working, that are not moving forward, that you just keep putting? It's like I'm putting more and more and more into this, and no matter how much I put into it, I can't get it to work. And there comes a point, there comes a time when you have to say to yourself, you know, I have to really look at this from a position that I'm in right now. And I have to say, I have to let it go. I have to surrender and accept that I couldn't fix it. You can't fix everything. You can't fix every situation. So be aware of who you're attracting. Be aware of the kind of relationships that you're in right now, because that'll tell you where you are. And then start focusing on the kind of relationships that you want to create. And then you will build a much better mousetrap and get much better relationships coming into your life. So happy Valentine's Day. Have a great one. No matter what you're doing, love yourself. Feel good about who you are. Send out good vibes. I look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks. This is Joe Nunziata. You're listening to A Shot of Joe. We'll see you soon.
Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. To find out more about Joe or download past podcasts, visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.